This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good Wednesday, everybody. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, and we welcome back Kang, who is back from Florida, back from Tampa. And we've got something we want to talk about that coming up a little bit later on. But kind of crazy down there, huh?
Yeah, I got a little sketch.
Yeah.
Got a little sketch down there a little bit. Yeah, it's crazy when you're... I've never experienced a hurricane, and thank God still haven't. But yeah, when you're... you know something's coming and people around there are getting ready and the news is, you know, all about it. It gets a little eerie. I think our last night there, we were having dinner and my brother, who's actually, he lives on the east side of Florida, but the wedding was on the west side in Tampa. He lives in Port St. Lucie. So he had to get an Airbnb. And we're all having dinner. It's 7 or 8 o'clock at night on Monday night. And he gets a message from his Airbnb host saying, "You got to evacuate. You got to leave. You got to go tonight." And I check my Airbnb host. I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" Nothing. No message from him. And they're starting the evacuation of Clearwater, Largo, Tampa. And so, yeah, it got a little sketch out there. And you know, it's always a chance of rain in Florida anyway.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, you know, it was raining then. So, but then the rain feels different when you know something's coming.
Yeah.
And you start to kind of stress, panic, and pack and all that stuff. So, yeah.
So... you got out on one of the last flights out.
Yeah, I think we called that night. So after dinner, we're driving back to the house.
This is last night?
No, Monday night.
Monday night, okay.
And my wife gets on the phone with Delta, and she's on hold, of course, because everyone's calling, you know, just to find out can we get a flight tonight instead of the next day, which is Tuesday. And we finally get a hold of somebody, and they tell us, "Hey, your flight's still good right now. In fact, there's only like 2 or 3 flights after you or something like that, and we're done. Like, we've suspended flights after that for a few days." So, yeah, we got one of the last flights. Of course, they were all full out of Tampa. Thank goodness. And not everyone was that lucky that went to the wedding.
So what time did your flight leave, or was it supposed to leave?
Our flight was leaving at 8 a.m.
Was it delayed at all?
Nope.
Okay. What time did you get to the airport?
Oh, my God. 4:35 in the morning
and normally it's a couple hours before, but with this kind of situation, I would have expected.
Yeah, because we rented a car, too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, I don't know how the car rental is going to be, you know.
Was it, was the traffic bad when you went or no?
No, not that bad, yeah.
You, I mean, two small kids, too.
Yep.
So, but here's the part of the story that just makes me laugh. Kang, who's more than a little bit accustomed to like speaking on the air and talking, when you guys landed, your wife and the rest of your family, including your kids, were waiting at a baggage claim.
Yeah, so you just mentioned two little kids travel with them, so we had to bring their car seats, right?
Yep.
And so instead of lugging all this, like the car seats, the luggage, the carry-ons, the check-ons to the shuttle to get to the car, I'm like, "Listen, you guys all stay here at baggage claim. I'm going to go get the car."
Smart.
Right? Bring it around, and I'll pick you guys up.
Way to go, Dad.
Thank you.
But while he was gone, his wife was approached by Channel 4. Woman on the street interview. And she's like, "No, no, no."
Yeah, she, if you know her at all, does not want to be center stage, spotlight, limelight, doesn't want any of this at all. Doesn't even like hearing her own voice on voicemail. You know, like she cringes. Right. It's bad for her.
So they ask and they ask again, and she finally says yes.
Tell me we have the audio.
Oh, I can put it in the
sound.
It's very short.
Yeah, it's really short. It's like she basically says something like, "Yeah, we are the last plane out."
And that's it?
It wasn't much at all. But then the cutaway shot of your daughter is precious.
Now
it's
that's the star.
Precious.
That's the star, Gator. So you know, like you working in TV, Doug, you know this. They shoot like a bunch of B roll, of just, you know, people getting luggage off the, you know, conveyor belt. People just standing around looking at, you know, the screens or whatever. And so they show a shot of my two little girls, my mom and my wife. And then they show a up close shot of a headshot of my little baby, my 1.5-year-old. And this is no bias here or anything, but she's the cutest baby in the entire world.
Okay? She kind of is.
Like, ranked number one. Been power ranked there for, like, you know, since she was born. Gator, you know this.
No, I do know this. I think she's adorable.
Except from Pro Football Talk as a ranked 28.
Yeah, analytics. I hate them. Yeah.
Florio hates Kane.
I think it's the shape of her face. And
it's the not width, the right ratio.
Yeah, exactly. The ratio is all messed up. But so then they end up showing just like a shot of her little face, and I'm like, and then they show, you know, my wife talking about our flight and then what happened in Tampa. But so I sent it to you, Doug, and I'm like, dude, here's the star right here. Oh, this little girl.
Yeah,
I'll send it to you too, Gator.
Yeah, because I'm looking for it. So send it to me.
But you've seen it on Click on Detroit's website?
Yeah, so I went there to go check because we missed the news last night. We were unpacking all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I found it, and my wife did fine.
Yeah, she did. She was fine.
Totally fine.
Did great. I think it's, I mean, it was literally, she's on screen for like 2.5 to maybe 3 seconds, but she answered the questions and they didn't need much.
Yeah, and they go interview other people and get stuff from them.
So she gets back, you get back with the car and she's like, oh my God, you won't believe this. Because you would be the one that would speak.
Oh, she was like, yeah, she texts me while I'm driving, like, hey, where are you? You won't believe this. Channel 4 just interviewed me. I'm mortified. I woke up at 3 in the morning. I've been on a plane. We've been panic packing and stressed. My hair is all terrible. My face looks horrible. I haven't showered, you know, and she's just like, I hate my voice. And she's like, why wasn't it you? This is your fault.
Yeah, yeah. So have you scheduled some counseling for her just to make sure?
Yeah, I got
to
pick up something on the way home now to make up for it because it was my fault, obviously. Did you get the pictures, Gator?
Let's see if you say, I guess, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
I really want to see the video, but.
Yeah, I can't find it on the website, but we'll find it at some point.
The first one's great of your wife. Is it your mom with her?
Yeah. They spell our last name wrong, of course.
But I'm just, because your wife wants nothing to do with this, which is funny.
I'm gonna hold it up. I'm gonna hold it up to the Twitch stream. If you don't stream the show on Twitch, I don't know if Ben can zoom in on this to get the picture of Kang's precious little daughter. But
yeah, she is precious.
Yeah,
that is the definition of precious cargo.
You can log on to Twitch, twitch.tv, and quickly search up 971 the ticket and see with the Channel 4 graphic Kang's little girl, which is. I mean, she is.
That's the baby.
Yep. That is the baby.
The baby.
Yeah. Cutest baby in the world, man.
Anyway, so.
How were the kids on the flight?
On the way down there, the last 20 minutes were rough for the little one. I felt bad for everyone there. We got in the back. We, you know, picked our seats, the back of the plane.
You're smart.
Yep, right by the bathroom.
You're responsible.
From as many people as possible. On the way from Tampa to Detroit on the way home, may have been a little medicine involved to make sure that didn't happen again. And she slept the entire time.
That's awesome.
That's great. Hilarious.
I wasn't taking chances that time.
Okay, so we got something that is related to this trip that we'll get to a little bit later on. We'll do our college football swing around the country with the NIL 2-minute drill, transfer portal, live animal mascot, trophy game around the country, blitz thingy at 10:30. Straight ahead, though, we got a Twitter poll out. We want to know how people are feeling about somebody in Detroit. It's an approval rating. Seems like a dicey time to do one, but we decided we'd do one regarding Dan Campbell. And we will get to that today at 10:18. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
If you're looking for something special to bring out to one of the tailgating parties you got going on this weekend, if you plan on tailgating anywhere this weekend, although now I think of it, are both teams on the road on Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, both teams are on the road. Lions are playing at home. Bust out the Copper Craft.
High school games, you can tailgate it.
Yeah,
high
sure. That
might be a little sketchy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.